BBC News with Cathy Clugston. The Thai boys trapped in a cave complex for 2 weeks have written letters to their parents, reassuring them that they're all strong and telling them not to worry about them. The handwritten notes include requests for their favourite foods, grilled pork and vegetables, said one. The team's coach also offered his apologies to the parents in a separate letter. The US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is holding a second day of talks with North Korean officials in Pyongyang, following President Trump's summit last month with Kim Jong-un. A US spokeswoman said a working group had been set up to discuss details of a denuclearization plan for the North. The British Prime Minister Theresa May says she hopes plans agreed by her cabinet for post-Brexit links with the EU will be received positively in Brussels. Mrs. May said the blueprint marked an important step in negotiations on Britain's departure. The EU's chief negotiator says he will consider whether the proposals are workable. Scientists say they've made progress in the search for a vaccine against HIV. They say an immune response was triggered in healthy adults during an international trial of a new drug. The researchers at Harvard Medical School described the results as an important milestone. President Museveni of Uganda will host talks today on a possible power-sharing deal between South Sudan's government and rebels. They agreed on Friday to withdraw troops from urban areas. The efforts are intended to bolster a permanent ceasefire reached last month after nearly 5 years of civil war. The last two places in the semi-finals of the Football World Cup will be decided later. Sweden will play England and the hosts Russia face Croatia. The organisers of the Tour de France cycle race have appealed to fans not to verbally abuse the defending champion Chris Froome. The British cyclist was cleared earlier this week when an investigation into his use of an asthma drug was closed. BBC News.